Okay, so we started this phenomenal teaching of Reb Nachman, which is actually one of the more famous ones. And Reb Nachman is actually going to talk to us about how we're dealing with things that have no answers. How do you live in a world where there are questions that have no answers? That's primarily the biggest concept of Emunah, right? Emunah doesn't mean that you have answers for everything. Emunah means that you're able to live in a world where there's sometimes not an answer. And this is very, very important. Now, Rabbi Nachman is telling us that, right, that sometimes there's no answers and there's just nothing to do. You just have to be silent. You can't try to answer these questions because they originated from a place of Chalal HaPanui. They originated from a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibyachol means like seemingly, right? It just seems to us from the way we're seeing the world, but not necessarily that is the full picture. But Kibyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu constricted his presence, constricted himself and limited his presence in order for there to be a finite world. There are some questions where it's hard, right? There's all these philosophical questions where our brain can't just wrap our head around it, right? Can God create a rock that he can lift? Those are philosophical questions that originate from the Chalal HaPanui because at the end of the day, it's hard to chap. It's hard to chap. What are we talking about, right? Now, Rabbi Nachman is telling us not only that we have to steer away from these questions, but he says that tzaddikim, the great tzaddikim, actually delve into these questions. Meaning because when we're talking about that there's Baruch Hu constricted himself, these questions originate from there, but they're only like sleight of hand. They only seem to be like very slick and very deep, right? Can God create a stone he can't lift? Wow, that's like very puzzling, right? Like, ooh, if a God can create a stone he can't lift, then he can't lift it, so he's limited. And if he can't create such a rock, then he's limited. Wow. Wow. So in either scenario, he's limited. Now, Rabbi Nachman solved this question very easily. He said, on the question, can God create a stone he can't lift? God, he said, he didn't want to. Meaning, he didn't want to. If he would want to, then there would be a law of physics that explains how that's not a contradiction, right? All the laws of physics are desires of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The gravity, big G, little g, equals MC squared, all these concepts in science are all because Kadosh Baruch Hu desired the world that way. And if Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't desire the world that way, then that philosophical question just comes from the Chalal HaPanui. If Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted, then there would be an explanation that would fit into our brain why this happens and not that, right? Meaning there are so many things that we don't understand how they work scientifically. But we gave it a law, we give it a name, we explain it, we say this is the way it is, and therefore, well, we can all sleep at night. This is a very big concept. Rabbi Nachman says, the true tzaddikim, they delve into these questions. They delve into these questions. Why? Because at the end of the day, there's no such thing as a place vacant of space. Milo kol ha'aretz kevodo. God fills everything. It just seems to us. I'm not going to get into this big concept of Tzimtzum Kipshuto or Lo Kipshuto because we're not going to put our head into this giant machloket. But these are what the greatest rabbis are arguing about. Nefesh HaChayim, Tanya. It's Tzimtzum Kipshuto or Lo Kipshuto. Is really God constricting himself? Or it just seems to us that he did it. Right? But the true tzaddikim, this is what they do. They go into these machlokeses. They go into these questions. They delve into these philosophical questions that seem to us like they're coming from the Chalal HaPanui, they're coming from the vacant space, and they're actually deploying all of it. Meaning, what does that mean? They're able to show how these places are not even a problem. Now, we just spoke about this. Why is it so important to have this conversation? Why is it so important that the tzaddikim go into these places? Because for a person, when he sees philosophical questions that kivyachol seem to mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not existing in this specific realm, and I think that the world, there's a defect in the world, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a perfect world, but there's something he didn't account for. This thing called questions that come from Chalal HaPanui, haha, well, where there we go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to make a perfect world, and it's pretty good, but, you know, no. See, when we say that the tzaddikim, they actually delve into these places because they're going to show you this wasn't a fashla, it's not a fadicha, this is not like, okay, a failure. No, because Baruch Hu created the world this way on purpose, and these philosophical questions that seem to be like they're not coming from a place of emes, They only seem to us like this. Right? And this is what we're talking from Rav Kook. Rav Kook says that the true tzaddikim, they delve into these. The true tzaddikim understand that the kfira questions are crucial and important. These questions of kfira that are crucial and important, they actually are going to all the people that left, that fell out of Judaism, they're going to come in through those questions. So it's not that there's a failure in the system. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with these places for philosophical questions in order to be able to elevate these places, right? It's like a safety net for a person who falls off the tightrope. He can actually use this safety net not only to catch him but also to bounce back up. The true tzaddikim, that's what they're delving into these questions in order to elevate them and elevate all the people that fell in from those places. Shabbat Shalom.